Hey everyone, before we get started, I want to tell you about a podcast I personally love, and I know you're going to love it too. So many of you come to Earn Your Happy to learn how to level up your business, build your network, and gain inspiration. And as I'm going through so many new obstacles and opportunities building Light Pink, I look to my peers for advice and information. And one of the podcasts I get so much value from is Online Marketing Made Easy with Amy Porterfield. Amy is an ex-corporate girl turned CEO of a multi-million dollar business. Her specialty is breaking down big ideas and strategies into actionable step-by-step processes designed to get you results. Plus, you'll have a whole lot less stress. Amy is the queen of helping businesses turn a profit online. Every week, she talks about a specific topic that gives you tangible tips, tricks, and steps to improve in that area. For Light Pink, reaching our audience through email has been a top priority. So I loved episode number 387, 7 email copywriting tips to convert subscribers. Email is an intimate way to get your audience's attention, so be sure to check that episode out. It's no secret that our world today primarily operates online, and you don't want to miss out on the online presence you, your brand, and business can have. Find Amy's podcast wherever you get your podcasts and search Online Marketing Made Easy. Amy is going to change your life like she did mine. I'm feeling so much better about myself and my life and my business because I know that I love to move. It's where I work out all of my problems, is on walks, it's on runs, it's in the gym. It's really that place for me to mentally recharge so that I can go and do all of the things that I need to do with the energy that I want to do them in.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, 3-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retail associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multimillionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started.
Welcome back to the show. It's time for another quickie because there is always time to fit in inspiration. And today's podcast is all about intention. And intention doesn't really mean anything without an actual plan to back it up. So we can set the intention all of the time that we want something to work out a certain way. But if we don't take that time to plan it out and then actually integrate and have the conversations needed in order to make sure that that thing happens, it's never going to happen. It's going to remain a wish. So that's the difference between making an intention happen and a wish, is that an intention takes planning and conversations and actually getting into your calendar with the different needs that you have in order to get that intention across. So one of my intentions, if you guys have been kind of following along on our journey, Chris and I took a week-long road trip back to the Midwest. We do this every year to see our family. And especially now with living in Arizona, you guys, it is so hot there that we decided we're going to go spend some of the super hot season back in Wisconsin so that we can be outdoors and we can be doing our walk and we can see family and we can still work and do all of the things. So with that said, I really wanted to make sure that when I went back, I set the intention that I wanted to get in better shape because I have been kind of struggling with working a lot and it being way too hot in the evenings to even go out for our regular dog walks. And then our morning dog walks are getting cut short. And I've just noticed that my workouts aren't as great as they usually are. And it's really affecting me. It's affecting how I show up. It's affecting how I feel about myself. I'm kind of slowly putting on weight, which is not my expectation for myself. So when we went on this trip, it would have been really easy to just let myself say, well, it's a road trip and it's hard to stay on track and you end up eating crap and you end up drinking all the time. And while that felt really true to me, while that felt like a very true story, and you guys know that the last podcast, I really talked about challenging your beliefs and challenging what story you're currently telling yourself. And I know that one of the stories that I was telling myself is that when I travel, I end up either gaining weight or, you know, getting out of my routine. And also that as a founder and building this, this incredibly large business that I'm building with Light Pink, that, you know, I look around at a lot of the founder stories, especially women, and it's that their health just goes to crap, or they put weight on, or they don't feel good, or they work themselves to the bone to where they actually get sick or have nervous breakdowns. And those are kind of the two stories that were lingering in my head. So I wanted to set the intention for when we got here or even on the road that I wanted to be healthy. And I knew that that meant having to have conversations with my family once we got here. That meant preparation for the food. That meant grocery shopping every single week. That meant really having the conversation about the intention and the goal that Chris and I both had to get in better shape, to plan out the walks every single day when, you know, the night before, when is our walk? When is our morning walk? When is our evening walk? Are we going to the gym? Who's, you know, are we driving to the gym? What times? What are your appointments tomorrow? So it's taken a lot of planning and it's taken a lot of conversation around making sure that we stick to it, but it's actually working. And I'm feeling so much better about myself and my life and my business because I know that I love to move. It's where I work out all of my problems is on walks, it's on runs, it's in the gym. It's really that place for me to mentally recharge so that I can go and do all of the things that I need to do with the energy that I want to do them in. You know, I'm a person who has always felt like I've had extra energy. And I believe that that has shown up in the form of anxiety. And the more that I go and get out and walk and run or get to the gym, the more I just find that neutral place to be able to make more healthy decisions, just emotionally, even within my business and not come from a place of fear or lack. It really comes from a powerful place. So right now I want you to look at your life and think about, or I want you to scan for the story that you might be telling yourself that might be stopping you from starting the thing that you want to do because maybe you think it's going to be too much work, or maybe you think it's going to change the way that you live, or maybe you think it's going to change your healthy routines, or maybe you're someone who doesn't even like to travel because it throws you out of your rituals. But is that a true story? Is it a true story that you don't like to travel, or could it be that you just haven't set an intention around what that travel could look like? And it's not like it's going to happen right away. You know, Chris and I have been trying to set this intention for a really long time. And I can definitely say that now we've said it and we've also gotten to a place where we enjoy it. Like we actually enjoy this more than just going off the rails and doing whatever and eating whatever and taking long breaks or maybe not working out for a couple weeks. And the other day, we were in a campground and actually our neighbor, we were working outside of our RV. And the neighbor next door said to Chris, he said, why are you working out? It's vacation. And Chris just had a moment of, I can't imagine not working out on vacation because it's actually the thing that allows you to truly enjoy what vacation is. It's actually the thing that sets you up every single day to really enjoy your day and to feel good about your day. I don't know about you, but I've definitely gone on vacations where I haven't worked out and eaten like crap and ended up with not as much fun of a vacation or not as fond of memories and getting home and just feeling even more behind. When what if you could set the intention to actually use that time to maybe get even better? So you guys, just these podcasts are about rethinking and reframing, because at the end of the day, the more that we can unlearn the way that we are thinking and the patterns that brought us to the places that maybe we don't want to be, the more you're going to become the person that you were sent here to become. So I'm sending you guys so much love. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.